5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Pots off the wood, a steak, some mushroom sauce.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Can of Coke and a potato cake.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Yes, we are. 3 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock.
Trying to wait for the opener to finish.
Well, put me up, Radzi.
You're up.
3 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, and what a day it has been. Beautiful, sunshiny day. Been out in the sun all day. And all I've heard is you guys, Melbourne people, because I'm in the studio today, Melbourne people talking about beer off the tap and having a few frothies and you're hungover and you got bottles of water. Daisy, what's going on?
Well, I don't have a bottle of water, Fat. I was pretty responsible in my attack on the new lifting of restrictions, but a few people throughout the office that are allowed in have been looking a touch worse for wear. Coffee in one hand, water in the other. But as you know, you've had it for 3 months. You have not had a care in the world.
No.
Us Melbourneites are absolutely pumped, and we're making the most of it. You said driving in, the pubs are full. Everyone's in beer gardens. It's brilliant.
Oh, they were. No doubt about that. And also, are you a Rabsy? You've got a coffee in one hand and a bottle of water there.
Los Angeles, home of the greatest franchise in sports, the LA Lakers, and the home of the greatest athlete in the world today, LeBron James, the King. Woo!
What is that? What is that?
That's Ric Flair.
Oh, come on, Rick. Fair dinkum. We don't carry on like Ablett with that. Hey, but big day for you guys after work. I heard you went over and had a couple of frothies, and what a good day. And then you were responsible because I heard you got an Uber.
I did get an Uber, yeah, very responsible. Yes. I've obviously got duties to get up early in the mornings and get Tilly to school and whatnot. So I'll save my proper hit out for another time.
All right. And Rabs, how are you?
Good. Yeah, no, good. I went to the pub, then I went and played golf, and then I went back to the pub.
Oh, fair. So, I'd forgotten about this, because as you said, we've been doing it for a few weeks now, or months now, so it is good. Well done to everyone, and still got plenty of news, plenty of sports news, plenty of footy news, and no sponsor. So Luke McDonald has had an unbelievable year at North Melbourne, one of the very few, and he wins the best and fairest. Well done to you, Lukey boy, from Jai Simpkin, who's going to be a very good player, Jed Anderson and Toddy, big Toddy Goldstein.
Yeah, well done to him. His first win it was, so he was just one who really tried his guts out all year. Him and Goldstein were the ones for mine, throwing Simpkin and Anderson around that midfield. But what's a very tough year, I'm sure that whole football club is really looking forward to a nice, clean ending.
Yes.
That should bring it. But there's other news around that too, Fat. They've put the coaches panel together.
They have.
A big panel trying to find the next coach, and there's some names in there. Well, boy, oh boy.
Well, the main man who's heading up the committee, Paul Roos, I think they'd like him to be coaching, but he can't, of course. You've got Brady Rawlings there. You've got Glenn Archer, Sonia Hood, also Terry Coyne. So there's some good people there to pick the next coach. Now, who should it be? Should it be a Chris Fagan type? An older coach who's done very well at Brisbane, or do they go for the first time coach again?
Well, it's going to be a very interesting decision. We've got the list of names or potential contenders in front of us. Simon Lloyd, the great Geelong footy manager down there doing great things. David Noble, so the Lions footy boss.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Lyon's been thrown up. I'm not sure he's going to give up his gig on Triple M footy because he just loves it far, far too much. And I think he's realised that potting blokes is a lot easier than actually coaching them.
But he would be good for the job.
Well, and that's back to your question. That's the thing. Whether they go the tried road or they try and find a Fagan type, because Fagan wasn't tried. He'd been around a good system, a good coach, but he wasn't a proven prospect. So, you know, a John Barker who's done his time at the Blues, then overseen that change.
Kingsley. They talk about him, don't they?
They do. So, you know, I'm sure that process is going to be very, very thorough. And they're going to have some room to move too. A player's leaving, they're going to get some good kids in, some good draft picks, and you'd imagine they will just get the clean slate to start from wherever they'd like.
What about the Essendon Footy Club? Have sacked football boss Dan Richardson. He has gone under the new president, Paul Brasher, who has come into the club and said he's going to be brutally honest. Well, let me tell you, the footy manager there, I think he's only been there 3 years, very close with the coach of Essendon there, Ben Rutten. That's interesting. Just out the door, poor old Dan.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting considering, as you say, they've got the new coach coming in. The one thing about the Bombers, and you know, being an outsider now, you can observe it a lot more closely. They often come out and make the big statements, and over the past however many years, they haven't played finals for 15-odd years, they haven't delivered. So the new bloke's come in, he's obviously like, right, everyone's on notice, pull your socks up, lift your game, or that big shiny thing with the metal handle and the glass in the middle will hit your butt on the way out.
Mm.
That's the door, Fat.
Oh, right. Well, some doors haven't got glass in them.
Well, the one that's right behind you, which is closest reference, does.
Well, the door I'm thinking of is in a footy manager's room. I don't reckon it's got glass. But anyway, and Fantasia has said that he wants to go to Port Adelaide, not Adelaide.
He does, which is probably the likely pick if you were going to that state.
Mm.
Hopefully, if he does get there, that'll be a really handy pickup for them because you got the Stevie Motlops who you know aren't the most reliable small forwards. So putting a bit more pressure on them will do great things and maybe take them a couple of steps further. A
couple of more things, and then we have a new segment during this little bit here. Stand by. Sam Mitchell at Hawthorn has been appointed the coach of the Box Hill side. So he's going to coach his own side, which is very interesting because a lot of people say he's the next coach.
Yeah, again, he's done the apprenticeship at Hawthorn, West Coast it was. So for him now to get his own side, build his own steps or take his next steps in that development, you'd imagine that's the path that's headed.
The Aussies have named the 18-man squad for the One Dayers and T20s against India. Now, a couple of new players here.
Oh, tell me.
Cameron Green, who hasn't played a lot of Sheffield Shield cricket, made 198 for WA against New South Wales last Shield game and bowls at 140k.
Very, very good prospect. He's no relation to Toby.
Toby Green. Well, he might be.
No, he's not.
Righto. So he's, look out for him. Very good player. Moses Henricus, the captain of New South Wales.
Henricus.
Oh, no, it's whatever you want to say.
Well, it's not.
It's a name.
Moses Henricus, or Spotify, as you call him. Spotify's in that squad, and he's been making, he got 100 too. And Daniel Sams from New South Wales.
Can't call him Spotify. He doesn't like it.
He hasn't heard it yet. Daniel Sams is from New South Wales also, but 18-man squad, that'll be interesting. Don't worry, when the cricket fires up.
Why do they call him Spotify, Bill?
Well, they just, because that's his nickname. I don't know how, a lot of nicknames. What do they call Daisy? Daisy.
You said it, then you forgot it.
Yeah. Now, Daisy, we've got a new segment. You've come to the table today and said, I want my own segment, so we're going to give it to you. What is it?
Well, as I'm just out of the game, I hear a few things, mate, and I came to you and I said, I just hear a few things on the grapevine.
Good song. Like it.
So, you know, some of these things, and as you know, there's trade rumours that fly around. Half of them are made up online. You never quite know which ones are true, which ones are not.
Yep.
You know, sources tell you things. So you just never really know if they are going to become factual. But I feel it's my job just to pass on to the great listeners of the show some things that I've heard. So the first one, Jack Higgins, the news that he might be pushed out of Richmond. Yeah. He's looking for a new club. Mm-hmm. I tried to ring him. I couldn't get him on the line, but I got his missus. I asked her what she thought about the decision and the boys that made it.
Little losers go off about something like this.
Oh,
days. No, it was short. She was in a rush. So I quickly followed up and I said, well, where do you think you guys will probably end up?
Like a Western Suburbs nightclub.
Oh, days. So I've got nothing to do with this, by the way. Might be a short little segment we've got, but well done, yes.
Yeah, so that's an exclusive for everyone. So potentially they can end up at a Western Suburbs nightclub. Move on to Fantasia, or Fantasia, as Brian calls him.
Yep.
He has gone to Adelaide. Now, this was a little one I had to sit on for a month or so.
Ooh.
He put his name down at Royal Adelaide Golf Club 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Before he told anyone about where he was going to go. So the membership process was sort of in, the wheels were spinning. So that's an absolute zinger.
So he tees off today over at Royal Adelaide.
Correct.
Got through, done, right.
Ready to go. Yep. And the last one. Now, this is the biggest one. My phone was ringing people from different clubs, different parts of Melbourne's inside the border of steel, the ring of steel, some outside.
Yep.
Adam Treloar.
Yes.
To Geelong.
Oh. Geelong.
Jeremy Cameron Geelong. To the Pies.
No.
They need him. A big power forward. So there's some things moving in that space. Again, not completely sure as to the credibility of my sources, but if it did happen, you heard it here first.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it.
No, that's
that was
all right.
Cristiano Ronaldo stuff or anything like that?
Well, mate, we've been going 10 minutes now. Let's go to a break.
Righto. Glenn Boss is going to be on the show ahead of a massive weekend of racing. The Melbourne Cup is on Tuesday. Hasn't that snuck up on us? But next, Daisy, you've got a question that you posed yesterday and you want Bill to answer it next. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with Billy and Daisy. on your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is the Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and a man who was very happy the pubs opened yesterday, yes. Dale Thomas.
Get on the beers.
Oh, boy, did we what?
Had to get an Uber this morning, I hear.
not true. But one thing, yesterday, Bill, I was here, obviously. We did the quiz.
Yeah.
And those boys, Pat and Derriman or whatever his name was.
Brody.
He didn't win, so no one gives a stuff. I don't know. Just went to the...
Kangutna, they were from.
You know what I meant. Yeah. No one gave a stuff anyway. But the one thing that caught my ear, not my eye, caught my ear listening along, they're calling you Bins. What? What is this about? Anthony William Brownless, 1972, all these great nicknames.
Bins. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember, but I think it's something to do with some of the good work. Old Bins Brownless, it rhymes pretty well, so I think the people like it because it's nothing. I wouldn't worry about it too much, mate.
Let me refresh your memory, Bill, and I'll tell you why, Bill, Dazzy. This is why it's called Bins.
Come on, man.
What's wrong with you,
Well, it's
Jim?
September Brownless.
And he's at his best. That's when I came good, Jim. That's when I was kicking goals. I could smell the lawn had just been cut. The rubbish bins were out a bit later. And the sun, it was a longer day, and this is when I'm at my best.
Was it?
Tell me when we're back on here.
That's what you found in your career when you're playing, when the bins went out?
Yes. The longer days, Jim. What is that about the bins? It's something about the bins. I couldn't remember.
No one knows. We can't tell what it is about the bins. I don't think there's any reference to bins in September, ever.
So, that's it, right?
Given that so, back. Oh,
so, mate. I don't know. Did that go to air?
So how do you,
it went there.
It went to air.
What is the whole... So well, I get that you
the bins stay
about,
out longer.
Why do they... You just don't bring them in? Or that's the only reason they stay out longer. Oh, that is a, all the time. That is a, if you had a book of Billy's great stuff-ups, that would almost be at the top.
It'd be a couple of books, by the way. But
an encyclopedia sort of edition.
It's stupid, and luckily no one... Well, I know those can go. Up and the boys jumped on.
So they're the only ones who are on it?
It hasn't taken off at all.
Oh, good.
Because it's bloody stupid. Not, I don't even know if we're on air, to be honest. G'day, Pat, also from Gungupna. Hello, Patty.
Hey, Bins. Hey, Daisy. Crab.
So, Matty. G'day, Matty.
G'day, Bins. How are you?
Bins as well. G'day, Christopher. How are you, mate? You barrack for the Hawks.
Yeah, I do, Bins. I do.
Bins. Jack from G-Bung. Jack.
G'day, Ken. G'day, Bins. How are we?
Bins. Jackie boy.
No one's got around. Billy Brownless will now be Bins Brownless. That's brilliant. I'm glad I've got my explanation because it deserved a decent one. And, well, that was a cracker. That's hurt my stomach.
You go on Triple M Rush Hour, any Facebook post or Instagram post, it's all Bins Brownless. Bins.
Poor old September Brownless. I like that better. Even though it is, what, November, is it?
It's pretty much November.
Your bins are still out.
Guess what, Bill? We are giving away a Hino truck. Do you know how it goes?
Yeah, I do. It's a tipper. It's magnificent. It's a 300 series tipper truck. And tell the people what they can win.
Well, it's a 12-month registration as well, Bill. 300 series tipper truck, 12-month third-party compulsory insurance, stamp duty as well with state-of-the-art safety technology, cruise control. It's got everything. Reverse camera, sat-nav, vehicle stability control, lane departure warning. You know, when you swerve out, it goes beep, beep, beep on the side, Bill. I'm bloody very safe. 3 years of 100,000-kilometre warranty. You only need a car licence to drive it as well, so you don't need a big truck licence either. Mm. So it's a perfect addition for any business trade. And it's worth over $56,000. And we're giving one away for free.
I know that. You only have to head over to triplem.com.au and tell us something you need to dump.
Correct.
Now, we've got some entries in here, Daisy. Go read out a couple, please. Oh,
Paul from Doreen. Dump whoever hit the Montague Street Bridge. Oh, it's happened again. No hit thanks to COVID. Lockdown ends and bang, I'd never crash my Hino.
You wouldn't. What about, I like Dominic, dump Phil Gould from the NRL commentary. Bias commentary is not wanted. Well done, Storm. Like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What about Craig from Werribee? This is a bloke who must drive a bit. Fuel price, dump. When we were locked up, it was as low as 90 cents. Now we can travel. It's back to $1.50. Get stuffed.
You might want to read out Matthew, too, from Whittlesey, Daisy.
I reckon this might be code for everyone in Melbourne. Matthew from Whittlesey, dump fat. The whole of last week, he didn't shut up about the Cats. He was just a bit too cocky. Go the Tigers.
Well done, Togs. I don't think I was cocky, but anyway. So the all-new Hino 300 series built for safety, Rabs.
Yes, it is. Ready for anything, and that's another Hino advantage. If you want to win that Hino truck, the 300 series tipper, all you need to do is head to triplem.com.au and tell us something you need to dump, like all those entries the boys just read out. Up next, though, on the Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy, we're going to chat to a man who knows all about winning things, and that is Glenn Boss. He just rode a winner at the Cox Plate on the weekend, and he's got plenty more runners this weekend in a massive weekend of horse racing. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless.
Our next guest won the 2020 Cox Plate on board Sir Dragonet.
Sir Dragonet coming at Armoury. Armoury and Sir Dragonet. Sir Dragonet takes the lead, coming clear, and joins a century of legends. Sir Dragonet for Bossy.
Now he's aiming to take home his fourth Melbourne Cup and first since his three-peat with Maccabi Diva.
But a champion becomes a legend.
Please welcome Glenn Boss.
Everyone knows him as Bossy. He's just known worldwide as Bossy. Of course, Sir Dragonet on the weekend, beautifully ridden. His fourth Cox Plate. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Bossy.
Thanks, Billy. How are you, champion?
Oh, I'm one out, one back, Cocko. Just waiting for me ride. Just waiting to go.
Waiting for a ride.
Hey, well done on the weekend. How good was that going past the line and saluting? But who were you saluting to?
That was ridiculous, wasn't it? I swear, I should have given myself an uppercut for doing that one. But yeah, it was very weird. I tell you, Billy, going past the line and you let out the scream and the echo just comes straight back towards me. But anyway, the check's in the mail. It's on its way. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
well, you're $1,000 lighter for that salute too. Do you pick that one up or do the owners and someone just cover that for you?
Yeah, I've got a GoFundMe page going.
It's only $1,000. I reckon you're holding up a right big fella. But the horse you were on didn't unraced as a two-year-old, then yeah. Sort of comes out of nowhere. Obviously, post-race, the male comes out of the mast stable that they're really, really keen on it. What was your thoughts going into that race on it and your confidence levels?
Yeah, I was actually very confident, to be honest. All he had to do was bring his right form. And I thought, you know, I mean, this is the big unknown, you know, they get here and everyone can tell you how well they've travelled and how well they've done in the barn and all those sort of things. But until race day, you really don't know. But it's quite obvious that he had done well by the way he ran. But listen, he had some amazing stats against some of the best horses in the world. And they're hard to beat if they bring their right form. And he got the right conditions. He got the right run. And everything went really smoothly for Billy and Dale. And he was just really magnificent on the day.
And so are you. Hey, Kieran Maher, I get his selections. I actually just had race 9, Cox Plate, said Dragalot or Dragonet or whatever it is. Said Dragalot just wins. So he was confident, Bossy.
Oh, mate. Well, there's nothing wrong with being confident. They're great. It's a great organisation there. And, you know, they really know how to get these horses right. And, you know, they took him to the beach and did all those things differently, different things for Billy. They would have never seen the beach where he come from. So he's obviously enjoyed the Australian sunshine.
Oh, mate. And he's hairy. He needs a haircut. He's got the big beard going. He's got the hair going. Geez, he needs a haircut. Mari, doesn't he?
Oh, he's unique, isn't he?
He is, mate.
He's one unique beast, I tell you. But one thing the bastard can do is train a horse. He can train a horse.
And get out, and he doesn't mind a little sip and a chat.
Just amongst the punters out there, the people's trainer.
He doesn't mind a frothy. He's a good boy.
Yeah,
we love that. You talk about the lack of crowds. Obviously, for footballers, it's a bit weird. They go out, there's less pressure to perform, really, or a bit harder to get up. Does it affect horses? Obviously, being big beasts, you know, you see on Cup Day people leaning over, the girls half hammered, throwing champagne and things like that. Does it affect the horses? Is that why a sort of untried younger type could win such a big race? And is that something to look for throughout the spring?
Well, I don't know about the horses, but it affects me when those young girls lean over. You never know, something might just pop out and you get a bit of a
Janet Jackson.
Oh, guys, it really does, especially like it's going to be weird at Flemington. It was weird enough at Mooney Valley because when you come out of the mountain enclosure and you're walking through the tunnel onto the track, I mean, if there's 40,000 there, it feels like 140 because everyone's on top of you. Flemington's going to be weird because going down the race to get onto the course proper, the energy is electric, you know. It really gets you up. So it's going to be, I just don't know how it's going to be, how I'm going to feel, to be honest. But once you get on the track,
yep,
guys, it becomes very normal then, because it's just about you and the horse at that, from that point onwards. You get to the barriers, that's all standard. And you've got a job to do. But just if, you know, you win and you come back, it's just, you look up at these big empty stands and it's just surreal.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I've got to tell you a story. Sad day, Cox Plate day. Pierce, who's an Irishman, drinks at the pub and he likes a little bet. So he gets the five Irish horses in the Cox Plate, right? Boxes them up in a trifecta, first four. Boxes them up, gets it for 40%. Anyway, do you know what come across the line on Saturday in the Cox Plate, the Irish horses? First, second, third, fourth, fifth. So he could, the first top five are all Irish horses, mate.
What a collect that would have been.
Yeah, he only had 40%, but he got the first four, he got the trifecta, and he got the Quinella. So he was happy. Hey, you said that Sir Dragonette is better suited at Flemington, yeah?
Oh, he would be, yeah. Most of these horses are. They get to the bigger stretches and the big flat track. They're generally better. And, you know, he's got pretty good stats over 3,000 metres over there. So the trip's not going to be an issue. I mean, and honestly, Billy, he's done unbelievable since. So I think that run's actually done in the world of good going forward.
Ooh. And Saturday, one for any of the listeners out there, you got four rides. Two of them are well in the market. A couple of roughies. What's your best, and what should we be obviously having something responsibly on?
Well, if for all those people who will be out there betting responsibly,
yes.
If you've got, you just go and sell your house and put a whole lot on Farnham.
Oh, even from gate 10, you get across from the Tricky Gate or you go back?
A lot. No, it's a straight course.
Oh, well, that's an issue there. The inside or the outside.
Right. Don't worry. Staying on straight can be an issue for me. But listen, he's a really good colt. He won last year's Golden Slipper. Forget his first run. Everything's gone right with him in the last couple of weeks. And he's obviously a highly talented racehorse. So, honestly, he looks like he should just be winning this race, to be honest. Right.
Billy's just gone quiet there because he's just gone straight to the phone.
Okay, Waterhouse, race 6, number 1, Farnham. I tell you what I do like. I like Admire Robson, who's been training the house down too, they tell me, Glennie.
Yeah, he's going to be a very good chance. He's been ticking over real good, this horse. So if I can squeeze him into the cup, it'll be another one for those owners, Aussie and the boys. So, yeah, that'll be fantastic. They'll have three runners in the cup if he happens to get in. So they won't know where to look, these boys. But lucky them.
Exactly right, Bossy. We love your work, mate. Well done. You're a star. And thanks for coming on the Rush Hour.
Billy and Dale, thanks so much, mate. Hopefully I'm chatting with you guys. I don't know. We should book something in next Wednesday, right, after the cup.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be nice. And a frothy.
And a frothy. Well, there you go. Let's do that.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Daisy and Billy. And Billy, you got a joke next?
Yeah.
Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Wrapping up today's show, but tomorrow, Bill, it is back. Friday Brag Artist. Oh, we're bringing it back. It's been a long time since we've done it.
So this is where you can ring up the audience and brag about something, because it's about time we bragged about something, and you blokes have all day about how many frothies you had.
Yes, we did. Plus, we're going to have host of Flemington Spring Racing Carnival on Channel 10, Stephen Quartermain. He's going to be on the show. Quarters.
Oh, fried rice.
Maybe don't bring up the fried rice when he's on the show tomorrow, okay?
He's a good man, Quarters. We like Quarters.
We certainly do, Bill. But to finish off this show, and this has been another absolute ripper, I've only got one more to go this week, but I'm sure my phone will be ringing. They'll have me back next week and forever.
Not the way the grapevine went, maybe.
But finish it off, mate.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, we've had two good ones too, so I might let you down a little bit today, just so you know.
Not what we want.
What does everyone in the world get for their birthday? Older. No, there's another little one, just in case.
It's just a
fact
joke.
Yeah. It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact joke. It's a joke fact. Every morning.
It was absolutely fat.
Every morning, I tell my wife I'm going jogging. Good. It's become a a running joke.
Oh, gee.
There were some rippers this week and you...
Yeah, I told you. I did give you a heads up.
You did. Speak too early.
Hey, Geelong, best and fairest tonight.
Yes, good luck to everyone.
Oh, Tomahawk, Blixars, Cam Guthrie, Meningola. Out of those five.